I'm delighted to say that I'm joined in the studio by Lee Stevens. Lee, welcome. Nice to see you.
Thank you, Lynn.
You've come into the studio as part of a challenge. You've set yourself some challenges. Tell us, first of all, what are you doing and what's it for?
Okay, thank you. So I'm trying to raise awareness of an incredible charity that is in Tunbridge Wells called the Pickering Drop-In Cancer Centre. And I became aware of the centre in February 2022. Unfortunately, at that point, I was diagnosed with stage 4 bowel cancer. And as you can probably imagine, my life changed completely in a very, very quick space of time. But my nursing team guided myself and my husband to head down to the Pickering Centre to go to get some support for ourselves and the rest of our family. We have 4 children between us. And it was the best thing that we could have done. And the people at Pickering have now become essentially like family members to us. They're so amazingly caring and supportive and have guided us on so many different aspects of life that we had to tackle as a result of my diagnosis. But what became obvious to me when I was having my treatment is that not everybody that faces cancer knows that this incredible resource is there available to us in our local community. And so I wanted to spread the word because I know that other people would be able to benefit from what they are available to offer as well. So this year is a really special year for Pickering because it's their 20th anniversary. And I thought I would try to tackle 20 different challenges as a way of fundraising for them because they are completely run by volunteers. So they rely on fundraising and donations, but also to raise awareness of the centre. So it's really good for me because it's meaning that I have got something to focus on rather than my own cancer as well. So each of the challenges that I do are linked to that specific number. So for example, my number one challenge I did on the first day of the year, and I cast the first stone to the challenges and I went and took a dip in the sea at Eastbourne.
No.
And it was absolutely freezing, but incredibly exhilarating. And I just felt like a young girl again, skipping around on the beach. And it was absolutely wonderful.
Did you join a group to do that?
No, I did it all by myself. Yeah, just a crazy girl on the beach, running around with my Pickering jumper on, trying to spread the word.
Did you get pictures?
Yes. Oh, yeah, good. There's lots of pictures.
There's proof of that.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness me.
Yeah, so that was really good fun. And then for the second challenge, number 2, my husband is amazing. He's just been with me right along with all of this. So the two of us together borrowed a tandem for a very kind person in Tunbridge Wells called Amanda. And we rode across the town and we created our route to look like the figure 2. And again, that was a really fun thing to do. Quite challenging. It's quite hard to navigate.
Did you say hitting in Tunbridge Wells?
Yeah.
On a tandem?
On a tandem, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty hilly in some parts of our town as well. So it was quite hard work. But yeah, that was really good. And the link with that one in particular, obviously, is all raising money for Pickering. But because my cancer is bowel cancer, I wanted to raise the awareness and the signs of looking out for if you're potentially struggling too. It's one of the most common cancers and it's an area that is people don't like to talk about. So rather than calling them taboos, I call them tapoos.
<Very good. laughs>
And that's why we made that number 2 on the town.
Yes, yes.
And then we've just recently done challenge number 3. And that was completing the 3 Peaks challenge. So,
oh, that's a tough one.
It was tough, and particularly at this time of year because it was very, very wintry conditions.
So the 3 Peaks are?
So that's Ben Nevis, Scafell Pike and Snowdon. The 3 highest mountains in the UK. Absolutely beautiful. Like, the views are incredible.
But this in this,
but
this time
at
of
this
year.
Time of year, yeah, yeah. Incredibly hostile conditions at the top.
Who went with you?
So that was my husband Jez and my son Tom. We climbed to the top of the mountains and then my dad was with us as well as our support driver. So we managed to do the 3 mountains across 3 days with the 3 generations of the family.
That's immense. That's
yeah,
really amazing.
That was huge. That felt brilliant.
Yeah. And did you get a lot of support for that? I mean, did you get a lot of donations? Did you manage to raise?
We are really, really grateful for the donations that are coming through. Mm. That we have got a GoFundMe page. So if anybody would like to support us through a financial donation, that would be incredible.
Well, we'll make sure we put that on our website.
That's
so people
brilliant.
Can find that for
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very
so
much.
So this is challenge number four.
Yes, so challenge number four.
So why? Why are you here?
So later on this week, a very kind man is going to be taking me for a drive in some of his classic cars so that I can be firing on all four cylinders.
Oh, okay.
But I also thought about the four points of the compass, or the four corners of the world, if you like. And so because this is West Kent Radio,
yes,
this is covering the West aspect of the
it.
Compass. So I really, truly appreciate you having us here today.
No problem at all. Happy that we can do it. So what about the other points of the compass? What
are you gonna do? Yesterday I went to an academy called South Pole Academy. And I, for the first time in my life, did a bit of pole dancing, which is unbelievable.
Again, did you get photographs?
I did get photographs. I don't know whether the videos will be for public consumption, but I'm certainly not going to get signed up for Coyote Ugly any point soon. But yeah, that was good fun. And then we're going to go to the North Pole pub, I believe is in Wateringbury. And then we're going to head down to Eastbourne later in the week.
That's brilliant. So that's challenge number four.
Yes.
You've got 20 challenges.
I have, yeah.
You're going to be inventive here, aren't
Yeah,
you?
I'm really enjoying that.
Yeah.
Because as I said, it's a really positive distraction for me.
Yes.
So,
and hopefully
yeah.
the weather will get easier for
exactly.
you.
Exactly, yeah.
So do you know what you're going to be doing?
For most of them, I've got some good ideas, but if there are local people or local businesses that would like to get on board, then I would really, really appreciate that.
Oh, I'm sure somebody will, absolutely.
As an example, for number nine, I've thought about the phrase, a stitch in time saves nine. And the lovely Nell at Arty Farty Retreat in Southborough is going to host a sewing event for my friends and I, and so we're going to upcycle some of our old clothes and then have a bit of a fashion show afterwards. So yeah, some of the challenges are really fun challenges, others are more of a physical challenge, but ultimately I'm trying to involve as many members of the community and my support network. I'm so grateful to my friends and family for the support that they've given me, so I want to give something back.
I'm so impressed, so impressed, Lee. Tell me about the Pickering Centre then.
Okay, thank you.
How has that supported you?
So that is a place where you can go and you just immediately feel the warmth and love of the people there. As I said, it's run by volunteers. And they have a number of different therapists. So they offer complementary therapies that you can have alongside your treatment. So things like Reiki, reflexology, acupuncture. There's also some classes. So there's art class and ceramics. And they have qualified counsellors as well. So if you need to talk, or if any of your family members need to talk, there's people on hand that are able to listen to you. But ultimately, it's a charity that is based on love and care, and Polly and Caroline at the helm are absolute angels, incredible people.
So important,
and
yeah,
I'm so grateful to them, as are I know all the people that access the service already. And also, you meet other people that are going through similar challenges to yourself, and make incredible friends in that way as well.
Yeah,
it's that common bond. It's pretty difficult initially to accept that you are now part of this club that you didn't want to be a part of, but there are some amazing people that are in that club. So if you are somebody that is struggling at home, or you know somebody that might be wanting to access that service, then I really, really would encourage you to get in touch with Polly or Caroline at the Pickering Centre.
Well, Lee, it's been wonderful to meet you. It really has, and as awful as it is, that you're getting the support that you need, and that's wonderful. And good luck with all these challenges.
Thank you so much.
It's amazing. I shall
Thank
watch
you.
With interest. We'll certainly do all we can here. I've put this interview on our website so that people can tune in, listen, and I'll certainly put the link to your is it a website you've got?
It's GoFundMe.
Yeah, and the Pickering Centre obviously has a website.
That's
so,
right. Yeah,
yeah. We'll direct people that way as well. So
that's
yeah,
brilliant.
We'll do what we can.
Thank
so,
you so much.
Lee, absolute pleasure to meet you, and good luck with everything. Please
Thank
do
you.
Keep us posted.
Yeah,
and
I will do.
Pop in from time to time. I'd love to know how you're doing. What else is in mind for the rest of the challenges? And if anyone's listening that has any ideas, maybe you'd like
yes,
to hear from
be,
them.
Yes, that would
yeah,
be amazing. Thank you.
Way, yeah, yeah. So they're getting to get in touch with us, and we'll point you in your direction.
Really appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank
so,
you.
So thank you very much for coming in. Lovely to see you. I shall play a track so we can take some more photographs. Hey?
Super. Thank you.
Thank you.